Welcome, everyone. Welcome to 2024 and welcome to the good stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, knowing the good stuff is healthy for us. So that's what we're bringing to you today.
2 days into the new year, right? This is a leap year. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
We do have a February 29th coming up.
Well, here you go.
So you get an extra day this year.
Yeah, I think it's odd. The kids that are born on that day.
You only get a birthday every 4 years, right?
4 years, yeah. You age slowly, that's for sure.
Lemon Livestock has a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday, and they want to wish everyone a Happy New Year from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family, and staff wishing you a very happy holiday and a Happy New Year. And from Rick and Lynn Shippey out of Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And Happy New Year from Rick and Lynn.
And is your morning coffee getting a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche. Visit tsln.com. What do you have today, Mike, for good stuff?
I'm going to start something off kind of short but funny.
Okay,
how's that?
Let's hit it.
When my grandson Billy and I entered our vacation cabin, we kept the lights off until we were inside to keep from attracting the pesky insects. Still, a few fireflies followed us in. Noticing them before I did, Billy whispered, "It's no use, Grandpa. Now the mosquitoes are coming after us with flashlights."
Oh, isn't that cute? That is so sweet. Well, here is a recipe for the Happy New Year. To leave the old with a burst of song, to recall the rights and forgive the wrongs, to forgive the things that bind you fast, to the vain regrets of the years that's past, to have the strength to let go your hold of the non-worthwhile of the days grown old, to dare to go forth with purpose true to the unknown task of the year that's new, to help your brother along the road, to share his work and lift his load, to add your gift to the world's good cheer is to have and to give a Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you. I don't have a date on this, but Betty Olson wrote that. Again, a recipe for a Happy New Year.
Should have a couple of those laying around just in case.
That's right.
When my grandson asked me how old I was, I teasingly replied, "I'm not sure. Look in your underwear, Grandpa," he advised. "Mine says I'm 4 to 6. A second grader came home from school and said to his grandmother, "Grandma, guess what? We learned how to make babies today." The grandmother, more than a little surprised, tried to keep her cool. "That's interesting," she said. "How do you make babies?" "It's simple," replied the girl. "You just change Y to I and add an ES."
Very wise. Very, very good. Here's one I remember one afternoon telling my grandson about all the things I used to do when I was a kid. In the summer, we played ball from sunup to sundown. We built clubhouses with no girls allowed. You never did that, did you?
Oh, no.
We played war in the woods behind my house using walnuts for ammunition. We explored the tunnel that ran under Urbandale Avenue using wax milk cartons for torches. We jumped our bicycles over ramps through rings of fire. When I finished, she said, "You know, Grandpa, I wish I had met you sooner." And the other day I was thinking about how attitude affects our success in life. It brought to mind the story of a young boy playing in the backyard. He shouted out, "I am the greatest hitter in the world," and threw the ball up, swung, and missed. He picked up the ball again and said, "I am the greatest hitter in the world." He threw the ball up and swung the bat and missed. He picked that ball up and said, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world." He swung and missed for strike three. Then the boy said, "I must be the greatest pitcher alive because I just struck out the greatest hitter in the world." Now that's positive attitude.
That's that song by Kenny Rogers called The Greatest, kind of a shortened version of that
one.
It
is. It definitely is.
It's all about the attitude and how you approach things, right?
That's right. Here's another one about attitude. Thomas Edison stated that each experiment that did not result in a working light bulb was a success, and finding out what did not work. That's pretty positive.
That is. That's the way to look at that. And folks, we appreciate you being along with us here on The Good Stuff, and hopefully we have a great year of stuff lined up for you in 2024. Happy New Year from Mike and Kim Burge and The Good Stuff.